Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Depth at Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 6th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 4.5 cents, 583. September wheat up 24¾ cents at 831¾, and November beans up 21 cents at 1337. A little bit of a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday scenario here today. I don't know that it was prompted by the crop ratings, because at one point in the evening we were lower. Corn down 3 percentage points at 64% good to excellent. Beans down 2 at 63% good to excellent. Spring wheat up 7% at 66% good to excellent. And wheat harvest 54% complete versus 48 on average. And, you know, we had good rains last night in northern Illinois, Iowa, southern Wisconsin, Minnesota, into Indiana. We really don't see that there's a whole lot of weather news out here. The central part of Texas is going to get very hot this week, but the rest of the country looks fairly normal for summer weather. Warm temperatures with scattered rains here and there. So we just, you know, their heat dome is there, but it doesn't seem strong. It looks like it's too far east to do a whole lot of damage, though Missouri is a little bit dry. So, you know, why are we rallying here today? I think we, more than anything else, markets are a little bit oversold. It's a turnaround Tuesday. We've now have the crude oil down $1.15. That's $4 off of last night's highs. We have the dollar up another 40 ticks. New contract highs just shy of 107 now. So I just don't know where this market thinks it's going to go on any kind of rally out here. The funds, I still have them long. About 158,000 contracts of corn and 65 to 70,000 contracts of beans. So if they do want out, we could certainly see more selling here. But I think all we're doing today is correcting a little bit of the oversold conditions on the charts and you know, just giving the funds another chance to sell a rally out here. We've got, you know, I think not that this crop is made by any stretch of the imagination, but now we're heading into the second week in July. We've had good rains. Yes, if it turns hot and dry the last 2 weeks of July, then we've got a problem for the corn. But for right now, we just don't see that on the forecasts out here. So, you know, again, I think the rallies will be sold by not only the funds, but by the pros. And, you know, what's going to rescue this market? I don't think we'll see anything bullish on the supply and demand numbers. The crop ratings really aren't that bad, and I think they'll be getting better with the rains that we've seen out here. So, like I said, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here, except trying to adjust the RSI indexes and just a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.